Hello, 1,000 people who are still sitting in this chat room.
We lost 50% of our audience, man.
Oh,
man.
Hey, Del Taco called, man.
You have better numbers than the lobby.
Damn. Man.
Well, it's a better show. I mean, what do you want?
Oh. Like,
what?
We had Greg on our one first.
Yeah, but you didn't have Greg when he was full of Greedo.
So, yeah, I got tacos and a quesadilla. So that was like their number one combo. Like, you order a number one, it's two tacos and a quesadilla, which seems a little serious.
I mean, two tacos and a quesadilla sounds fine, except I ordered that too, and they gave me three tacos, which I just
so that's the thing. So I thought it was going to come with fries. Apparently, the taco ones don't come with fries, but if you get them large size, they just go, well, here's a third taco.
I didn't. I got a medium.
Okay, all right.
And they still gave me a third taco.
Well, then maybe I should have got four tacos, then. Maybe I got ripped off.
Fuck, man.
Except I didn't eat two of those tacos anyway, so.
There you go. So that's a lot of tacos.
They definitely deal in bulk, because it's like a lot of the, all the pricing is like, hey, man, you should get two of these. Like, the chicken burritos were like, here's one for $3. By the way, it's two for five. I'm like, well, I guess give me two.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm dying.
Chicken burritos.
And then I got a cheeseburger, which was just depressing.
Yeah, their burgers used to be bigger, I feel like.
I feel like all of their food used to be better.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
The tacos seem bigger than the ones you get at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It didn't mean there was more meat in them. There was more lettuce. I had to get through a good layer of lettuce before I hit the meat.
Yeah. I think mine was mostly sour cream.
Like, here's a tortilla full of sour cream. Thank you. Come again.
Yeah.
I'm getting some really good tweets from people who have been badly misusing my me in their Tomodachi Life game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just abusing you.
Yeah.
Is that thing fun?
It seems really weird. But in, like, kind of an endearing way.
Yeah. But it also seems like the sort of thing that might not last.
Yeah.
It seems like a bunch of mini-games that are, it's not meant to be played in a marathon session.
Right.
Right.
Which is kind of how, the only way I can play games anymore, it seems like, so. So I ended up buying it last night.
Yeah, I downloaded it, I haven't touched it yet.
And I got to a point where I was like, I don't want to make any more Miis.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, so.
Well, shouldn't you theoretically have a bunch floating around?
Like, I have, like, four. But it's not everyone you ever street passed with. It's only, like, I don't know. I had, like, Will Smith and Reggie and Ono, Yoshinori Ono.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've definitely street passed with those people and like, hundreds more or whatever. Not to brag.
Sure. Jeff, we know you're a big deal in that street pass.
Well, you know, it's, I had my time in street passing, and then I cleaned up my act, settled down, and it's not into that scene anymore. But yeah, it was a really short list. I don't know.
Only 269 miles to go.
Yeah. And only we can only drive 222 miles on this tank of gas, so
we'll probably have to stop again at some point along the way.
Nah, we're just gonna walk.
All right.
The last little
chunk. It's nice to
like we're tired of giving up our weekend for this trade show.
Yeah. No, I like the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, so I get more E3 than I even realized because I'm heading back Thursday morning.
Yeah. You get all of the E3 really if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure as a civilian walking around the show floor that there's going to be all that much.
There's not.
Yeah.
There'll
be enough for a day.
Stuff, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, Sony always has a ton of third-party stuff in their booth. And it's all being manned by the people working on the game, so there's plenty of people just to go say hi to and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, their booth last year was pretty good for that.
Yeah.
Like a good spread of
Yeah, they had all that stuff. There,
Yeah, I mean, you guys had like
we had
four or eight or something like that, or what?
Yeah, what did we? Yeah, I think we had eight. Yeah, eight stations, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And we were right across from like Watch Dogs or something, or no, like Assassin's Creed. But yeah, it was. Yeah, it was wild.
It sounds like they're saying they want to do something similar for smaller developers and TGS.
Oh yeah? That's
like
cool.
In the Sony booth. I wasn't sure if that was something that they were applying to, like, domestic developers here or trying to get Japanese developers on board there. Or maybe a little of each.
Yeah. I'm surprised that the small development thing hasn't really taken off in Japan yet so much.
Yeah. Well, there's that Bit Summit thing that
James Milkey does that.
There's tons of, like, little games that have come out of Japan over the years.
Yeah, and like, whatever, Cave Story is considered, right, like, one of the, whatever, grandfathers of indie, modern indie games and so on. That's...
Yeah.
Actually, that guy just released a new game that I've been meaning to play, Kero Blaster.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded cool. Cave Story is really good.
1001 Spikes is from over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That just came out on something, right?
Yeah, it's out on everything. It's out on PS4,
okay.
3, and why not? PS4, Vita, PC.
I need to, yeah.
3DS, Wii U, like it's, yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nicholas put that out, right?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
In the way that you would think it would be.
Got a lot of good cursing out of Brad.
Yeah. A lot of just well-designed, kind of messed up level designs.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, well, there's really no way you could have known that all these spikes were going to be here.
Yeah, I guess maybe once, see what happens with, like, Inafune's stuff, and maybe that'll pave the way. But I guess, like, when Igarashi left Konami recently, right, and said he was going to do smaller games like what his fans would probably hope for.
Right, which I imagine at some point is him on Kickstarter.
Yeah, I mean, like, those guys like him, they've got a huge amount. I feel like if they show up on Kickstarter, they'll do plenty fine.
Yeah. It did seem a little weird. Someone pointed out to me recently that, it's like something I kind of forgot. It did seem weird when, like, Inafune was out there talking about how stale Japan is.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, here's my Mega Man game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right.
Yeah. Try not to think about that too much.
don't read between the lines there.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, you could read it a couple of ways, I guess. But for sure. I mean, it's still cool that it's, like... If it's a passion project or whatever, I'm sure it'll be...
And then he consulted or did something on that Soul Sacrifice.
Oh, he did.
Came out
right. I started playing that. I didn't. It seemed really interesting. I didn't stick with it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Wasn't he also involved in that? What was the action adventure game that came out 2 months ago? It was developed over here.
Oh, Yaiba.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Ninja Gaiden
zombie game.
Yeah. That fucking thing, man.
Guys did, they were the Lost Planet 3 guys.
Oh, is it Spark? Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was Spark that did that.
Are they in LA?
Yeah, I think they're in the area, yeah.
What did they do before Lost Planet 3? I'm trying to think.
They did Legendary. Yeah, they did that game.
Legendary the Box? The name of it?
I think so. This game is just like, here's a griffin fighting a...
Which is awesome.
Know, yeah, but then somehow the game was still... Yeah. That might have been the first, like, quick look EX we ever did.
Oh, really?
Before we had a name for it. I think Mike Wilson came in with that, like, before Devolver, like, whatever...
Yeah.
Whatever the thing he was before Devolver happened.
Is he a Devolver?
Boyfriend there?
Yeah, he is Devolver. He is Devolver.
That had a full boyfriend news.
Yeah. And who's doing the remake? It's like,
I have no idea.
It was someone.
Oh really?
It was like a weird,
like someone you should know.
It was like a team that you're like, what? Why? What?
Oh really?
How did that happen?
Is it? Are you saying Devolver?
They're publishing.
They're publishing it. Yeah, but I think it's a remake. So I think there's.
Wow.
So I think there's someone doing development work on it. I forget.
I think it's like up-resed in. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
They said it's going to be 1080.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devolver, man.
Yeah.
Glad they exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Straight up God games. A ninth time.
Well, these days there are a lot of...
Right.
There are a lot of these, like, upstart, like, new style or publisher... digital era.
Yeah,
well, Devolver's like making it happen.
Casey Lynch involved in it.
Yeah, Midnight City.
Which is
Majesco.
Okay.
But it's like a sub-label of Majesco.
Like they convinced Majesco to give them some money to make something that was cooler than Majesco.
Which, to be fair, it's not very hard to make something that's cooler than Majesco.
I don't know. Have you seen their stock ticker lately?
No.
It's cool.
Yeah?
Their ticker symbol literally is the word cool.
They pull that off.
I don't fucking know.
No one else had the guts.
Yeah.
Yes. When's that follow-up to that Hulk Hogan Connect game coming? When's that next basketball Connect game coming?
Dude, was there a Hulk Hogan Connect game?
There was a Hulk Hogan Connect game.
Yeah. Where was I when this happened?
It was E3 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was a poor product.
Yeah.
I hate to, like...
Don't...
Pop the bubble.
Shut your mouth. Please. Shut up.
It's like Hulk Hogan's main event.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds vaguely.
The other one was NBA Baller Beats.
NBA Baller Beats.
Yeah. Yes, the Rhythm Connect basketball game.
Yeah.
I love that they tried that as a concept. They, I don't know.
And it's, that game, the developers of that game are now making a golf game.
Oh, really?
Called The Golf Game.
Are they going to try to sell golf clubs?
It's the golf club. Their game is literally called the golf club.
So that's kind of amazing, though, I guess.
It looks good. Like, it's a good-looking golf game with a course editor, like, some nice-looking features.
I'm guessing that somewhere there is a warehouse that Majesco owns that is just full of unsold basketballs now.
Christ, yes. Oh, man.
Turns out they have other uses in video games.
Yeah.
Like what? These specific Kinect basketballs.
You deflate it, wears a nice hat.
Okay, alright.
Could you use your own basketball?
Yes. Yeah.
No, there was not like a sensor somewhere in the basketball that connected with the game.
Basketball.
So I don't think it even detected the basketball.
No.
I think it just was detecting your movements and rhythm and that, maybe? I don't remember.
I think it detected that you had a ball in your hand. It was following that to some degree, but it didn't really matter what kind of ball it was.
Maybe. It's a big orange sphere. It's probably
I don't know. It's Kinect. You never know.
Right. Just don't, like, cross your legs or don't put bones in front of other bones or the whole thing explodes.
You want this not open copy of NBA Baller Beats in one of our offices?
It shall remain unopened.
Yeah.
They always have really good stands at trade shows, though.
Majesco?
Specifically NBA Baller Beats.
Oh, yeah, they had a really intense setup at E3, I remember. It was like they had an actual basketball player. They had a bunch of, like, street ball players that were, like, performing every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Was Tony Hawk on a mini ramp at E3?
Kind of every other year that seems to happen for one reason or another.
It wasn't Tony Hawk, it was other people that were in the Tony Hawk games.
Kareem Campbell.
I remember there was some, like, desperate year that, like, me and Ryan McDonald and a couple of other people went to CES for no reason, and GameSpot had a booth, like CES was trying to get games back CES.
Right.
So they, I think they paid for the booth or had an extreme discount or something like that. And then we had to go, which seemed like the worst idea in the world. And we were right next to Case Logic, who makes like zip-up cases to hold CDs. They had a fucking full half pipe, and Tony Hawk was skating there once every couple of days. It was just like, yeah, because there were officially licensed Tony Hawk fucking CD cases or whatever. And we just kind of sat there. Like, we snuck onto the ramp, when the show floor was closed. We didn't have a skateboard, but, running around on this half pipe. This is really dumb. This is all really stupid. Why are we even here?
It's like Tony Hawk at a Case Logic booth is tells you everything about CES.
Yep.
The essence of CES.
Year I went to CES, it was probably one of the most depressing trade show experiences of my life. We were there at the pleasure of SanDisk.
Yes.
We had done some sort of marketing deal with for Rock Band stuff.
Yeah, so Harmonix.
For Wii U memory cards, that's what it was. So that way you can store more songs. Or no, Wii memory cards. So you can store more Rock Band songs on your Wii.
Which is just an SD card. It's not...
Yeah.
No, but there was a co-branding thing that happened there. So we had to go. And that was really unfortunate.
Did you have to talk a lot about how great these SD cards are?
I didn't really have to talk to anyone. Drake kind of took that bullet, if I recall correctly, and I ended up having to manage a Rock Band night at some casino restaurant that someone at MTV had decided we were going to do this. So we did that because they were trying to get, I think they were trying to strike some sort of deal where they were going to do sponsored Rock Band nights at these various casino bars and shit. I don't think that ever happened.
The Applebee's in Petaluma used to have a Guitar Hero night.
Oh, great.
So.
That's so stupid. That's the weirdest.
Yep.
Did you hear about this night down in the Foundry? It's down near where DNA Lounge is. Once a week, these guys have set up, the game. The amount of time somebody's trying to set up a game night in a bar. But this is an event space, and it's every week. And I was there with a bunch of friends this week, and it was actually, really good and packed.
Was it Rock Band?
And there was Rock Band there too.
Huh.
Yeah, there was a Rock Band setup and everything. It was D&D tables, they had Smash Bros. Tournaments on Wii Smash Bros.
Huh.
There was some old stuff. There was a projected Nidhogg screen that was probably about 30 feet wide, up on the wall. It was nice. Great. Loads to do. No beers and everything.
Huh.
It was the first time I've ever seen that one.
I guess there's a monthly thing in Petaluma. There's a monthly fighting game gathering that is I think they mostly play Street Fighter and Smash Brothers that I always think about going to, but I never hear about it until it is either over or you should come next month.
You ever gone to Evo?
No.
I've always wanted to go to Evo in person.
Yeah, same here.
Where's that on?
It's in Vegas.
Okay.
Don't think this is going to be the year for me to go either.
It's a weird. It's not a super interesting year for at least. I don't know.
Yeah.
The games are all kind of. I'll watch it. But.
Yeah, I don't think I can watch any more kind of competitive Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter I could watch all day, but Marvel.
No interest in Marvel. I actually enjoyed watching some of the KOF stuff.
It's okay. Yeah, I wish I should like it a lot better. It's it has a bit of the Marvel, put the controller down, watch the guy hit you 60 times in a row for, a sliver of your health, but their diminishing return system makes it really important.
Right.
That sliver of health was taken away. I don't know. I was glad to see, it's nice to see that KOF, got better after, 13 or something was a real, 13, no,
I think 13 is the
good one, 12 was the kind of stinker.
see them make like a new Last Blade.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Totally.
And like, as much as I think it'd be cool if they made a new Samurai Showdown, I'm just not convinced that they would be able to make it right.
I'm over that now. Like, they tried enough times. I got burned enough times on that one. That new, the freaking Guilty Gear game, like running in the Unreal Engine,
looks
yeah, it looks insane.
Yeah. That's supposedly going to be there.
At Evo? Oh, D3. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, I will check that out.
Either Axis or Exceed is publishing it.
As I say that.
Yeah.
Exceed is really Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they got the freaking Unreal Engine doing some of that stuff. It's really good.
Yeah. That was always the thing they said about, like, the MK team.
Yeah, they did.
Like,
they
Mark
did
Rain would all...
Your typical Unreal game.
It just seems like that's the weird legacy of Midway in a lot of ways is... that they seemed to have, like, this really crazy tech team. Like, some of the guys, I think, are still at NetherRealm, and then, like, Iron Galaxy is just peppered with those dudes.
Oh, right.
That are just, like, Unreal Commandos that just...
Yeah. Iron Galaxy is in... They're in
Chicago,
right?
Yeah.
As is,
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Unreal Commandos sounds like a video game that would exist.
Yeah, it probably is.
Chat.
Let's see here. Any rumors? Anything?
Yeah, like we need to rely on chat to feed us leaks and stuff.
Sure, it'll all be.
So I feel like the last thing I saw that I don't know if it's real or not is that Mario Maker thing. Did you see that?
Yeah. There were actually photos of it. I think on the show floor. So
well, that was like a picture of a banner or something.
Yeah, that's
that.
Seems
if
cool.
they do that right, that could be that might be amazing. I hope that is exactly the game that it is in my head.
The title is very rich,
right?
It's like you get a really, yeah. If it, hey, they did freaking Mario Paint. Look how that turned out.
Yeah.
So they, for all you Mario Paint fans in the house.
Nothing going on in the chat except people demanding that Danny be louder.
I'm sorry. Del Taco is just
weighing on you.
Sucked all the energy out of me. I'm just digesting three tacos and quesadilla and a burrito.
So you don't digest that. It just kind of sits there for a while.
It's there. That's your E3 passenger now.
It's like gum. It takes like 7 years to digest or something, so...
Be said that my path to the microphone is obscured by a large bag sitting on my lap, which is my own doing.
Yeah. New Witcher 3 trailer opinions? Someone asked. I got some opinions.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Everything about that game looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Have you seen
pretty much
gameplay of the Order, the latest stuff?
I have.
I played it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sure, it's like super linear and stuff, but it looks really
beautiful. Like they transition in and out of cutscene really well, and like all the models and stuff just look fantastic.
Yeah,
like
that was one of the things at E3 last year that I was like just really that's like I wanted to see more of that. Just like here is a new game and it looks
it looks great, like from playing it, I mean it's you hide behind cover and then poke out and shoot guys. But the gun is interesting, and it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're shooting like werewolves, or I don't know what you're shooting at.
Well, I don't know. Like they were too far away from you to even see what I was shooting. They definitely look like humans, but it was like. But you have this thermite pellet rifle that just you're basically shooting thermite dust at enemies, and then the secondary fire on it is a flare. So you're just like shooting into this cloud of pellets, so that everything just lights up.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then once it's lit, you kind of keep shooting into the flame to keep it going a little bit. So it's
ready at dawn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Like that gun feels like it fell out of like an Insomniac game. Like it's just such a crazy thing. Yeah, I don't know. The playable bit that I saw was like super short. It was like, here's like 4 minutes of cover shooting.
Is it the same video that they showed of gameplay that came out this week?
I didn't actually watch it, but I bet it is. But yeah, it looks fantastic. It's like right up there with like Infamous for me. It was the first PS4 game. You're like, Jesus.
Yeah, that looks really damn good. Right.
So this has that type of quality to it. Yeah. You're like, man, how are they? This is insane.
You need that. Like that type of excitement in there. Like that's the reason I bought a 360. Was probably, I never owned an Xbox the first one. I was probably seeing, was it Project Gotham?
Yeah.
I think came in. Like just seeing that and being like, this, you know. That's it. You know, I know graphics are not the most important thing in terms of the overall quality of the game, but like at least from working in retail, it's such a massive reason why people buy those things.
Yeah.
Is seeing something that's just,
well, especially early on.
Yeah.
You know, in a console's lifespan.
I mean, it helps justify like why a new console should exist. Yeah. You know.
It's like I'm watching you play that UFC game.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, mechanically or whatever, you know, might not be perfect, but like visually they capture the atmosphere and like the presentation style of like a UFC broadcast so well.
Yeah. Right down to Bruce Lee's face.
Yeah. Hot UFC fighter Bruce Lee.
They should just go full on that and just add in. Actually, did you ever play, what was the latest Fight Night? Was it not Champion? It was Champion.
Yeah, it might have been.
They had the distributable create a character stuff.
Right.
If you go in, I played it a couple of months ago. Or it was last year, actually. If you go in and play that, they have made just like everyone. You could have like Gandhi fighting Michael Jackson. It's like, it's great.
It's like Ready to Rumble.
Right.
Yeah. Heroes are made.
Schmeagle was one of them. All the wrestlers.
Yeah. Well, then UFC has like game face support also for uploading your photos to the internet.
I figure it's got to be some of the same. I don't know how many of the ex-Fight Night guys are still there, but it has a similar feel to it.
Yeah, I forgot it's actually the same director.
It's my...
I don't know that it is. I just figured it might be.
Well, I know it's not. I don't think it's the same team that did the MMA game, because that came out of Tiburon.
Yeah.
And this is coming out of Canada or something, I think. Is it Vancouver?
The guy I met said he was... I think he was design director on Fight Night Champion.
Okay.
Cool.
Because Fight Night was primarily an EA Chicago thing, because that was Kudo before he went to Microsoft. Like, he ran that studio.
Is Kudo still there?
I think so.
Yes.
Because he was the main, like, Kinect guy.
Well, he was, but then, like, we haven't seen him on that stage in at least a couple of
years
now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I think he is. He was doing some other stuff.
So they didn't send him off to the farm where Jay Allard is or whatever?
No. Okay. He did not do the things that Jay Allen did that required farming.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Kudo has been out there publicly in a pretty long time. Yeah. But yeah, he ran EA Chicago and ran Fight Night and Def Jam Icon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another.
And that Marvel game that got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
People in the chat are saying UFC is definitively the Fight Night team. So.
Okay, all right. At some point, it's like, what is the Fight Night team? I guess, like, that is that last Fight Night.
No, I mean, EA moves folks around.
Yeah, because when I think of the Fight Night team, I think of EA Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
It does not actually exist anymore.
Right. Yeah, then it's...
No. Yeah, one of the... after they closed, they were like...
Comes around, they hold their event at that location.
Yeah, they used to have...
This year and the year before, they did not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when they canceled Command & Conquer, I think that was, like, one of the last
like non mobile
teams
things
that they had
there.
Yeah, exactly.
I always figured they would just, when they were setting up Dice LA, they would just put them in that spot.
Yeah, I have no idea where. Yeah, is Dice LA somewhere else? I guess.
I don't know.
Who knows? That's weird.
Though, I forgot at some about point, Dice at LA. Some point, Dice LA sounded like some kind of shadow terminology for here are the people from Medal of Honor that we like that didn't get put on camera in association with Medal of Honor.
Yeah, I guess Medal of Honor is taking a breather once again, huh?
That's one way to put it.
I think that's how.
Yeah.
Breather is definitely a diplomatic term.
I wouldn't
for
call it.
It
breathing. Not at the moment.
Still
doesn't
quiet
mean
breathing.
It won't shamble back to life someday in the future, because it's.
You have to destroy the head before it'll stop doing that.
Yeah, that Command and Conquer stuff, like, was kind of brutal, but it was like that brutally honest thing of, like, the announcement they put out was like, so we've been in beta for a while with this thing, and as it turns out, you guys don't want this game.
Yeah, that announcement was
like,
was rough.
Fuck.
Yeah, like, we were not making the game that, the way it was worded, who knows, like, the reality of that, you know, like, that message was read over, no doubt, many times before it was published, but it was, I agree, I remember reading it and going, like, man, that is super harsh. One of the guys I used to work with was like the lead designer on that project. So he was the guy who's held out the longest. Because much down to a man. None of the guys I worked with, like, team grew as big as like 100 people.
Yeah.
At that time, and I think they're all not there anymore. So.
And you were there from the end of.
Command & Conquer 3. So, it was beginning of 2007 until August of 2009. So close to almost a little over 2.5 years.
So it was CNC 3 and then Red Alert 3.
Yeah, Red Alert 3 and then the little Commanders. Red Alert 3 expansion pack. Yeah.
So
And then some canceled stuff after that.
So when Dan and I ran into Ric Flair...
Yeah.
At SummerSlam last year, he went up and talked to him, and he specifically mentioned the Command & Conquer thing.
Yep.
Ric Flair did not remember being in
that
loss.
I would expect no less.
Wow.
That's good.
He did not know what Dan was talking about when he brought it up. So.
It made a really good video on Giant Bomb.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All that Ric Flair stuff in that game was amazing.
It was pretty, like, I had nothing at all to... When I heard that, like, Ric Flair is going to be in this video game, I'm like, all right, man.
Why the fuck not?
You know what? Sure.
He was also drinking the entire trip, so I'm not surprised he wasn't fully in his, fully aware of everything that was happening in his life at that point.
So Ric Flair should have just played the Commando or something. Ric Flair should play some sort of role where he is able to say, I got a present for you!
Yeah.
Like that. I want to hear Ric Flair say that.
Followed by, woo!
Right, of course.
Yeah, those games, I guess, are all offline now as part of the GameSpy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, a friend of mine since, like, high school, he was, like, even back then, whatever, we played freaking RTS games. We were playing Dune 2 and crap. Totally dating myself or whatever. But he got, like, he was, like, still playing... Red Alert 3 competitively up until like a couple of months ago or whatever. So he was like, bad news, sir. Pulling the plug on this.
Yeah.
Your favorite game that you've been playing for years. It's going offline.
Huh. I bet you could use like LAN tunneling software or something.
Yeah, again, people have a lot of ingenuity when it comes to that stuff. It really matters to them. There's always StarCraft 2.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem, for some people.
Doesn't seem like that's necessarily.
No. Yeah. It's not the same.
Kind of as popular as it was.
Yeah.
It's because all you guys went and started playing Dota.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it is, I think.
You're more or less to blame for StarCraft's demise.
It's funny because that stuff, I figured the way that, like, RTS games have been, like, incredibly complicated for a long time. And I figured the way something like Dota started was, like, screw all this resource management base building bullshit and let's just play this cool, like, competitive action RPG thing just with these hero characters from Warcraft 3. And then over time, it became, like, every bit as complicated, if not more so, than RTS games as they, like, added all the stuff. So, yeah, it's its own weird thing, but...
So when... Does that mean someone needs to go hard the other way and make the RTS game that is just base building?
Yeah.
No units. Just workers.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, that's like what city building games are,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah. Yeah, I want competitive...
Yeah, competitive city building.
That's
SimCity, yeah.
SimCity was not... That was like half-assed cooperative city building in a game that, if everyone wasn't cooperating just right, became a fucking nightmare. Ugh.
I never ended up trying it.
It was so close. Yep. It's being really great.
There were so many good pieces in that game.
I really enjoyed the first 6 hours I played of that game, and then when the penny dropped, it was just...
You mean when you ran out of space?
Space,
yeah.
And I realized I couldn't do most of the stuff I wanted to do with my city because I'd gone one direction. Like,
it just resulted in me creating like half-assed, like non-cities that were just like, this is all coal here. No one wants to live here. You shouldn't live here.
It's just garbage dumps.
I just need more energy for my real town, and I'm willing to totally torch this part of the world to get what I need.
You would do that in the old SimCity. You'd stick.
Like, we were separate at that point. It must have been Soul Calibur, I think, on console that year.
I think you're right.
Probably.
That seems like
it. Was it
Soul Calibur was.
It like,
so.
Got a 10, so.
Soul Calibur was goddamn good.
Yeah.
When that came out.
It was not my favorite fighting system, but they built so much amazing stuff around it.
Yeah, just the presentation was freaking insane. Yeah, I felt the same way.
They've never made a Soul Calibur game I was more interested in than that first one.
No, they never topped the first one, I agree. I felt like they declined pretty similar.
Yeah, like 2 had some really good stuff in it, and it was fun, but it just didn't have the same...
Was 2 the one with freaking Spawn and all that shit? Or was
I want to say that was 3,
maybe,
but
that was 3.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, It's harder to keep the Namco stuff straight.
Yeah.
The Tekkens and the Soul Calibers.
Well, now that they've done like weird free to play Soul Calibur and free to play Tekken and stuff, like they're just Like I would be interested in seeing like Tekken 7 at some point.
Yeah.
See like what they would do with it, you know. But
is that Tekken Cross Street Fighter thing completely?
I'm pretty sure that thing's done.
Oh, yeah. There's been nothing on that.
Yeah, there's been nothing on it. And I talked to a couple people that were, they were not Namco employees, but there would be people that would be in a position to know. And they were just like, I don't think that thing ever existed.
Oh, really?
Beyond that one shot of Ryu that looked just vaguely Tekken-like. Yeah. And it was just his face. It wasn't even, like, in a pose. I don't know if much more... ever happened than that. I think it was, because Street Fighter Cross Tekken was not a popular game.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was kind of neat. And novel, at least, but...
Yeah. It was rough, though, right?
Yeah. It was... Like, the gem stuff they did was not well-liked, and it just... I think it just had problems on the competitive scene, just because of some of the decisions they made about that game. That, I think that just soured any chance for the opposite game to succeed, you know? Especially for a company like Namco, which is not...
Can't be taking risks.
Well, I mean, I'm sure at some point, they've got their anime money.
Yeah.
Like, they're still Bandai, you know?
What are the three, like, consoles of those characters? It was Link, it was Spawn, and
Heihachi.
Heihachi.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
you guys care at all about Smash Brothers? Or have you ever?
I like it. I really like Smash Brothers sort of academically. Sure. I haven't, like, played a ton of it. Like, I know some people who love it, and I really appreciate it as, like, it's clearly, like, really, it's one of the few examples of, the, other than, like, freaking Dive Kick or something, of, like, it actually has a lot of depth, but is relatively easy to play for a fighting game-like thing.
Right,
which is really cool. I'd rather see, at this point, I'd rather see fighting games go more in that direction than, like, add, like, a seventh meter onto the screen.
Yeah, sure. It's like we've added three more buttons and another meter.
Yeah, I've always thought those games were, like, pretty fun when I've played them. I've just never gotten into them on, like, a regular basis, ever.
It was one of those things where I always enjoyed them at, like, at a very top level of just, like, this is a cool idea. Like, I really liked the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a really cool idea, and it controls in an interesting way, and it's great that they made it. And then everyone after that, like, it was, you know, like Mario Kart or something. I was just like, this isn't different enough for me to, like, feel the same way I did about the first game.
Yeah. No, Mario Kart seems like a really good analogy. They haven't, like, I don't know.